Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh yeah. Okay. Can everybody come just come around this piano here. Yeah, this little thing is kind of Andre style. Let's just watch. Just hold on. Listen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. You've tried everything that you thought you could. Oh, taste and see that His love is real. Open up right now. Let your heart.
Gotta let your heart and mind be.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, and God bless you, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, April the 30th, 2023. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by some very wonderful servant leaders and co-laborers in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Bishop Lester Carver, Evangelist Michelle Scott, hallelujah, and Apostle Zeta Flowers. Thank you, Jesus. And we just want to say a glorious good morning to all of you that are sitting in the studio. I see that my beautiful friends, Apostle Zeta's sisters, are in the house. I call them my twin aunts. So good morning to all of you. I want to say a special good morning to my friends out in California, Lee and Terry Lawson. God bless you. So on behalf of all of us here, we would just like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to this morning's worship service. We truly do pray that on today that you will hear something that will uplift your spirits and truly bless your soul. Now, at this time, we are going to go to opening prayer with our very own Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Let us lift up the Lord and praise him as we go to the throne of grace with closed eyes, bowed heads, and humble hearts. Father God, I thank you for just being you. I thank you for standing by us and helping us to be strong in our lives. Because when we have you in our lives, the weakness, the fears that we may have had are all absorbed. Father God, I thank you for moving your mighty hand all over all of us and opening our eyes to see another day that we've never seen before, Father God. Okay. We just thank you so much. We thank you for blessing us just to see our families and to praise you one more time, Father God. You are just so glorious. Father God, you are Lord. You are our Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end in our lives. You are so real to us, Father God, and that's why we praise you. You are our problem solver. You are our head raiser, Father God, and we just praise and worship you, not just for today, but always, Father God. Father God, there is none else like you. From the rising of the sun to the going down in the same, Father God, we lift up your name and praise you, for you are great and worthy to be praised. Yes. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, Father God. And if there's anybody listening today that has any ounce of doubt in your mind that God is real, Father God, I ask you to just reach down and touch them and help them to remove the scales from their eyes so that they can hear you when you call them, Father God. They can see you and unstop their ears, Father God, so that they can hear you, Father God. God, you are so real, and we know that you're coming back, Father God, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord of Lords and just our problem solver, Father God. I thank you for reaching down down and plucking me out of my life of sin and placing my feet on a path of righteousness, Father God. We thank you for right now, today, for making crooked roads in our lives straight, Father God. We thank you for your healing power, Father God, because there's no one like you. We thank you for healing those that are sick, Father God. Nobody can do it like you can do it, Father God. So we just thank you for being you. We thank you for being in our lives. We just thank you right now, Father God. We pray you,
Lord.
We lift you up, and we magnify your most holy and righteous name. Amen, and thank God.
Amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, forever the same. Jesus, Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, Jesus, let us proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, he's forever the same. Jesus,
Jesus,
omnipotent reigns. Jesus,
Jesus,
let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name.
Here we go.
In Jesus' name.
Every stronghold is broken.
In Jesus' name.
Captive goes free.
In Jesus' name.
All things are possible. Yes, it's possible. In Jesus'
name.
And in Jesus' name. The enemy is scattered.
Power in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask our highly esteemed mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come, and she reads to us a meditational reading from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or far you are. The meditational reading this morning is entitled, Jesus, Your Good Shepherd and Door. We'll be looking at John 10, verse 7. It says, Then Jesus said to them again, Most assuredly to you, I am the door of the sheep. Now, Jesus said that he is the door of the sheep. What did he mean? Well, a sheepfold during Jesus' time had no door and could be opened and no door that could be opened and closed. The door of the sheepfold was just an opening. In this kind of sheepfold, after the sheep had entered it, the shepherd would sleep at the entrance. The shepherd became effectively the door of the sheepfold. When Jesus told his disciples, I am the good shepherd, in verse 11, he also assured them emphatically that he was the door of the sheep. He was telling them and us, inside my sheepfold, my sheep are always safe, completely protected, and kept close under my watchful eyes. And since I am just at the entrance of the sheepfold, nothing, not even the muffled beep of one of my own, can escape my ears. Also, in nothing evil outside the sheepfold can enter and touch my sheep without first coming through me. For I am the door of my sheep. So when the fight of life comes knocking on your door, and when panic threatens to rise within you, see yourself doubly protected. He is both the good shepherd and the door of his sheep. As your good shepherd, he gave his life for you to redeem you from poverty, sickness, and every other. As your door, he keeps out everything evil that he has redeemed you from, because he shed his blood for you. You are covered and protected within the sheepfold by the blood-stained door. Disaster, destruction, and death must pass over. On the night of the first Passover in Egypt, the destroyer could not enter the houses of the Israelites because of the blood of the lamb on their door. You can read about that in Exodus 12, 13, and more in verse 23. Today, you can live life untroubled and unafraid, knowing that Jesus, your good shepherd and door, protects and preserves you and your family. No evil will befall you or your loved ones because he is your dwelling place and refuge. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the hearers, to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, Jesus, your good shepherd and door, protects and preserves you and your family. Amen and glory to God.
Walk through be a sanctuary, pure and holy, dry and true and with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary.
Every day,
yes, to your way.
Yes, to your way.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. Are you saying yes to the Lord today? Hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit, once again, at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over the world. Hallelujah. This is a time when we lift up our unsaved loved ones, our co-workers. Hallelujah. This is a time when we lift up our neighbors and unsaved family members. This is a time when we lay it all on the altar of the Most High God, and we leave it there, because here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, we pray expecting God to move and to do exactly what he says he will do. Hallelujah. And we know that when we are his children, as Mother Mitchell just pointed out in our reading, we have the blessed assurance of knowing that we're covered. Amen. So right now I'm going to ask that you clear your mind and prepare your heart to go to God's mighty throne of grace with the anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and God bless each and every one of you. We are going to go straight to the throne of grace again and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you thanking you again for who you are and what you have done for us and what you continue to do for us. We just thank you. We thank you and we praise your holy name. We thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us a new start. Hallelujah. New opportunities. Hallelujah. New blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continued favor. We thank you for it. We thank you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. And we just lift up those, Lord, that are in need this morning. Hallelujah. In need of a Savior. We ask, Lord, that you would touch the unsaved this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, all across the nation. Hallelujah. Beginning in our own homes and our communities, our cities, and across the nation, we ask, Lord, for your hand upon your people. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that you will draw many by your Spirit. We pray that many will be touched, hallelujah, by those of us that know you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we will minister to their needs, that we will give our testimonies and allow them to know who you really are, that they may too, hallelujah, be freed from their sins and live a life with you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And have a relationship with you, God. Hallelujah. And to be also a blessing. Hallelujah. To others. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we pray for the sick and the shut in this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to have mercy, that you would bless, that you would heal, that you would touch in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Have your way in their lives, God. Hallelujah. You know what the individuals stand in need of. We pray, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are in the hospitals and those that are shut in. We ask, Lord, that you would touch them. In the name of Jesus, oh, do it, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we just praise you. We praise you for touching right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing hands. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Your everlasting mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for grace this morning. Oh, Father God, we pray for those that are in bondage to sin, hallelujah, in bondage to just those that are feeling hopeless this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would touch, hallelujah, that you would lift their heads this morning, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we pray that hope will be instilled. Hallelujah. Faith. Hallelujah. Belief in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That your people will just believe you. Hallelujah. Even for your work's sake. For what you have already done. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in their lives and others. Oh, do it for them, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Touch.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, God. Those that are yet locked up in juvenile halls, jails, and prisons, we pray that they will have a visitation from you this morning.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. That somebody will hear about you. Somebody will be
Lord.
Willing, hallelujah,
yes,
to be free
Lord.
Of their sins this morning and commit, hallelujah, their lives over to you and
dear.
Be saved. Oh, do it for
thank
them, God.
You,
hallelujah, all over the world, in the name of Jesus, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for leaders across the nation, hallelujah. We pray for unity in the church, hallelujah, that your people will be filled with joy, peace, hallelujah, hope, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, give them confidence, Lord. Hallelujah. Confidence
yes.
in you, not man, but in confidence in you, God. Hallelujah. And trust, hallelujah, that they will learn and know that they can really, truly trust you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And those of us, Lord, that you have called, we know you, Lord. Help us to continue to be humble before you and pray, hallelujah, oh God.
Yes.
And if there's any wickedness, that we be turned, hallelujah, away from that, apart from that, Lord, and seek your face in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for peace, peace across the nation. Hallelujah. Where there's turmoil, hallelujah, we
yes,
pray for
Lord,
peace.
Touch Jesus.
We call for
yes.
peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Troublesome areas, God. Hallelujah. Across the nation. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray for unity. Unity in the name of Jesus among leaders, especially and among your people in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We call out for unity today in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, that you will fill your people with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that hearts will be open, hallelujah, to be led by
yes.
you, Lord, to have a willingness,
yes.
Lord, hallelujah, to want
yes.
to live for you, to serve you.
Yes, Lord.
And to do your will, mostly, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for justice and restoration.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please.
In the name of Jesus. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. We know that you are a just God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, for restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In areas where it is needed in Jesus' name. We pray that you will continue to bring about reconciliation. Hallelujah. Among us as a people and as well as families in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless families. Hallelujah. Oh, God, bring about reconciliation. Hallelujah, between them. Hallelujah, renew relationships in Jesus'
yes.
name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. We call forth peace and love. Hallelujah. Oh, God,
yes.
between married
yes.
couples. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak harmony and peace and love. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, God.
Between
yes.
them.
Bless
hallelujah.
Lord.
In their households and with their children. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah, that they will raise their children in the right way, Lord. Hallelujah, that they will be taught about you, God, that they will know you. Hallelujah. So we pray, Lord, for parents everywhere. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, touch them, Father.
That you would get their attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they first need to know you, God. Hallelujah. And then they can instill this love and hope in their own children. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, that it will make a difference. Hallelujah. A great difference. Hallelujah. In their homes. And hallelujah. In the schools. And in Jesus' name, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Yes.
Oh, God. We thank you for answered prayer this morning. We thank you for miracles that you have wrought. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you for the testimonies that we have heard even on this week. Hallelujah. Even my own sister had a good report, a miraculous report. Hallelujah. A miracle took place. Hallelujah. She had a good report from her doctor this week. And so we thank God. Hallelujah. And for many others that have been touched. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
miracles
you, Lord.
That prayers have been answered for. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are a healer. You are our deliverer. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are everything, that our dependency is upon you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for all the provisions that you make for us, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we can live in your abundance. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you when there is no lack. We thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you when we praise you. And we pray, Lord, that many more, hallelujah, will begin to seek your face, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And live up to your word that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Hallelujah, that they can know that all of these things, hallelujah, are for them. Hallelujah, according to Matthew 6 and 33. We thank you, God. We thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you, God,
yes,
that
Lord.
We can walk in your ways. Hallelujah, that we can be free. Hallelujah, free to serve you, free to live right, free to walk upright. Hallelujah, among others, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that we do bear, hallelujah, your characteristics. Hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you for the love that you have poured out upon us, Lord, that we can pour out to others in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We need your continued help, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to help us. Continue to strengthen us. Oh, God, continue to send us out, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to meet the world. The world that's waiting for you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to use us in a mighty way, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, do it in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray your hand of protection upon those that are being abused. Hallelujah. Children. Hallelujah. Women. Men. All over the world. All over the nation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We pray for those that are being held hostage. We pray that you would free them today, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will know your freedom. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. And be blessed to be free. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Do it, God. In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
we believe you. Hallelujah. We have faith. Hallelujah. We know what you can do. We know what you will do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you are a loving God, a forgiving God. We thank you. And we pray, Lord, for if there's any listening in today, hallelujah, that don't yet know you. We pray that they will accept you today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And if there's any sick among us, Lord, we pray that you would heal, that you would touch in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, God. Hallelujah. Those that have need of a breakthrough. Hallelujah. In all kinds of situations, we pray, Lord, that that breakthrough will come for them today. In the name of Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. We know that you are right now, God. Hallelujah. We know that you are an on-time God. So we look to you this morning, hallelujah, to move mightily in these situations. We lift up Spirit of Live Ministries in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for a blessing. We thank you for miracles that are coming forth. We thank you, Lord, for all the great things that you're doing. Hallelujah, in this ministry and outside of this ministry and through the leader, Apostle Charlene Cook, we thank you for how you're continuing to hold her up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that your work will continue. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, in her and through her and throughout the rest of us. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Hallelujah. We lift up our churches. We lift up our ministries, our outreaches. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless, that you would continue to send those, Lord, hallelujah, that you desire to work along with us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you. If there's any sick among us right now, we ask, Lord, that you would touch. Hallelujah. Heal. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. By faith, Lord. We're believing you today in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against all the tricks of the adversary right now in Jesus' name. Satan, you have no place among us. Hallelujah. Among God's believers. Hallelujah. We come against you right now, and we command that you take take your hands off of those, Lord. Hallelujah. That yet need to be saved. We command it right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that they will experience the freedom that many of us have, hallelujah, in Jesus' holy and righteous name. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. We thank you for it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Have your way, God, in our lives, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
It's an aristocratic. The goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the king in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. My inner king.
That's all right.
And I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there is a king. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. If there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king.
Hey,
let the king rejoice. Let the king rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey, hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here. Embrace your king. Embrace your king. There is a over here, embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there, embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a king in you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. Thank you, Jesus. But before I get into that, the first thing I want to do is to give honor to God. I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to give honor to the anointed servant leaders of Spirit Alive. And I want to give honor to you, God's elect. Good morning. And blessings to you and your household. This morning's message will be coming from Acts chapter 19, and we will be looking at verses 1 through 7. Acts chapter 19, and we will be looking at verses 1 through 7. Now, if you're listening to us via your smartphone to your computer and you don't have a Bible, hallelujah, then we have the solution. Simply go to BibleGateway.com, type in Acts chapter 19, and we will be looking at the first 7 verses. Amen. And the Word of God reads as follows. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I now come before your throne of grace as your humble servant, praying that I completely decrease. So, Lord, that so that you might have all the increase. Lord, I pray that you will use this teaching today to edify your saints. And, Father, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, I pray that they will hear something on today that will cause them to come running to you, asking you to become their Lord and their Savior. It is in Jesus' name I do pray it all. Amen. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
Family, you know, we probably think and talk most about gifts around Christmas time. You know, we think about what we would give to those special people in our lives, and sometimes we might even think about what someone might be getting us. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to remember that God sent Jesus, the greatest gift he had. And everyone who calls on God in faith receives the gift of God, which is forgiveness and eternal life with him. So today, I want to talk to us of you about receiving another of God's greatest gifts. Because, you see, this gift changes us so that we can change the world. But you have to remember, we cannot be effective world changers, let alone family changers, neighborhood changers, or community changers without this incredible gift. And I am speaking of none other than the third person of our triune God, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because sometimes God is going to take us through some situations that are just downright uncomfortable for us. And he does this not because he's mad at us or he wants to do harm to us. He does it because he wants to prepare us to do what he has called us to do. And saints, you need to remember that there will be times when we may not understand what God is doing. And there will be times that we won't like what God is doing. Because God may take us on a journey that doesn't make any sense at all to us. But I need you to also remember this. If we're going to make a difference for Jesus, we always have to do things his way. And the most wonderful thing about the gift of the Holy Spirit is that Jesus made it available for all who will receive him. So today, the topic of our conversation is receiving the most excellent gift. So how do we truly receive the Holy Spirit into our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to govern our lives? Well, I think our passage that we just read gives us a few indicators. The first one being God's gift is received by believing on Jesus. Look what it says in verses 1 through 2. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples, and he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Now, why do you think Paul would ask this question? Now, he had met these disciples, or followers of Jesus, who apparently loved God and they believed.
Mm-hmm.
Since they had been baptized with John's baptism, we know that they had also repented of their sin and were most likely living in obedience to the Old Testament scriptures. But you see, if they knew anything about Jesus, they would know that it's not enough to just believe. Now, believing can bring about transformation that comes with calling on Jesus. But our eternal life is based on being totally forgiven based on the work that he's already done on the cross. You see? So once again,
man,
Jesus took that burden of proving ourselves off of our shoulders, and he placed it back onto his own. For you see, devout Jews and even Gentile God-fearers had a sense that a new age was coming, which would begin when God's Messiah, and the word Messiah simply means anointed and chosen one, was revealed. Now, this new age would also be marked by the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, how did they know this? Well, the prophet Joel was one source. In Joel 2:28, and through 29, you will read these words. "And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days."
Glory to God.
So, what was Paul asking these disciples, you know, when he asked them if they had received the Holy Spirit? Well, what Paul was really asking them was, have you received the Holy Spirit that had been prophesied over hundreds of years earlier? And when we read the response, it can be a little bit confusing because the way it reads make us think, well, you know, it could make us think that they had never heard of the Holy Spirit. Because it says, "We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." However, if they were disciples who had studied the Old Testament scriptures, they would have come across more than a couple of references to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In Genesis 1, verse 2, we read, "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." And in Psalm 51:11, we can read, "Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me." In Exodus 31, verses 2 through 3, we can see, "I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge, all kinds of crafts." Hallelujah. Then we can see in Isaiah 11, 1 and 2, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his root, a branch which will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Now, there are several more references to the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. So I really don't believe that the disciples were saying that they had not heard of the Holy Spirit. I think that what they were saying is more of, we have not heard that the Holy Spirit is being given in a way that we all can receive him. What they were saying is, we didn't know that the Holy Spirit was here for us to receive. So by implication, they may have been saying, We have not heard that the Messiah has come. Since the giving of the Holy Spirit was supposed to be a sign of his coming. That is why Paul proceeded to tell them that John's baptism pointed ahead to Jesus, the Messiah. As disciples of John, they needed to listen to the rest of the message John said. He said, I must decrease, but he must increase. He also said that there was one mightier than himself who was coming after him, and he would baptize people in the Holy Spirit. So now I want us to look at one of the main elements of John's message, because it's borne out in verses 3 through 4, where it says, you know, and the point I'm going to make is, God's gift is received by repenting our sin. Look at verse 3. I'm going to go all the way through 5, as a matter of fact. So Paul asks, then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism, they replied. John said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. And on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, you know what? I came to tell somebody today that might be listening that a sense of repentance or the need for repentance may actually come before you fully believe in Jesus. And it probably, just like it probably did for these disciples. In fact, it is the Holy Spirit who brings us to the point of repentance. The Apostle John wrote about this in chapter 16, verses 7 through 8. He says, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. So there are three distinct ways in which the Holy Spirit works in our lives. First of all, he is with us before we ever call on the Lord, because it is he that convicts us of sin and draws us to Christ. In John 14:17, Jesus told his disciples, the Holy Spirit lives with you and will be in you. So, you see, the Holy Spirit starts working on us before it ever crosses our mind to call on Jesus and ask him to forgive us. You see, the Holy Spirit literally brings us to that point of repentance. And then the next thing I want you to look at is that the Holy Spirit lives in us. You see, when we call on the name of the Lord and repent our sins, God forgives us. And then the Holy Spirit moves in. Hallelujah. Then God's interior decorator, God's miraculous toast, hallelujah, God's Spirit moves in and he begins to do a work in us. Yes. Again, in John 14:17, Jesus told his disciples, the Holy Spirit lives with you and will be in you. Because after our sins are forgiven, our hearts are made right before God. The Holy Spirit makes his home in us. He resides in our heart and in our spirit. That's why the word of God declares that if any man be in Christ, he be a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. See, when the Holy Spirit moves in, when he takes up residence, we don't see things the same. We don't hear things the same. We don't walk the same. We don't talk the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then the Holy Spirit can come on us. Now, this will be covered more in our main, you know, our next main text, but it involves God giving us power to do what he wants us to do. In Luke 3, 16 through 17, the word of God says, John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come. The thongs of those sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Yes.
So John's message is, in a nutshell, was to repent. Why? We have to repent because he was telling someone that is greater than himself, Jesus, the Messiah, was coming. So why did this call for repentance? Well, it called for repentance because Jesus would be bringing two distinct kinds of baptism. The first is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the second is baptism in fire. Now, these two baptisms provide both a positive and negative motivation. See, if you want to be included in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, well, all you have to do is to repent and prepare your heart for God to baptize you. However, if you don't want to repent, you don't want to come to God, the baptism in fire was the only baptism you would know. My Lord. Touch
Hi,
Jesus.
Lily.
Hallelujah.
I'm on the broadcast, but I'm not the speaker. But I'm using Azalea's phone for it. But it's going to be a little bit later because
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
So,
all right.
I know, like I said, God is going to baptize us with either the Holy Spirit or he's going to baptize us with fire. And you
fire.
Know us, of course.
Yes.
Oh, you know we Christians. We love to talk about fire. Yes, we do. But in this context right here, fire is something that we don't want. Because in this context right here, fire means judgment. Because for those
yes.
that reject Jesus as
yes.
the Son of God,
thank
the only
you,
one
Jesus.
That can forgive our sin, there is nothing left but judgment. There is nothing left but
yeah.
fire. But when we repent and call on the Lord, we will indeed be forgiven. The Holy Spirit will come and live in us, and we can come, and he will come on us, and then we'll be baptized. So as we discussed, there are different levels or measures of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We can call on Jesus, and we can be water baptized in his name. And the Holy Spirit will come into our hearts and our lives and reside there. He will begin to change us from the inside out. But let's just spend a few more minutes talking about the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Because, see, this gift is received by open and willing people. Look what it says in verse 6. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spake in tongues, and they prophesied. There were about 12 mm-hmm. men in all. Now, just as I explained, the Holy Spirit had been with these men in the past. You know, he was there revealing God to them and convicting them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They feared God and had repented their sin. But after mm-hmm. Paul came and told them about Jesus, oh, hallelujah, they believed on him and they were baptized in his name.
Yeah.
And at that point, the Holy Spirit came and to live within them, and they were changed from the inside out. They were made holy. Hallelujah. However, there is still more to come. And that's why Paul placed his hands on them. Now, you might
Amen.
Be asking yourself, Bishop, what's up with all this putting your hands on people when you pray for them? Well, in the Old Testament, fathers would place their hands upon the heads of their sons to bestow a blessing. And that appears to be what's going on right here. There mm-hmm. are some instances where people were filled with the Holy Spirit without anybody ever touching them. So I want you to understand, there is no exact or necessary formula in order for us to receive the Holy Spirit, because, as I said earlier, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the triune God, which means he does what he wants, when he wants, the way that
yeah.
he wants.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay?
Glory to God. I know that's right.
But right
yeah.
here, in this instance, I believe that Paul did it because what he was doing was he was passing on a blessing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, it wouldn't have mattered if Paul laid his hands on them or not, because the Holy Spirit was coming.
Amen.
And when he got there,
Amen.
They spoke again to speak in tongues and they prophesied. There was more life, more power,
yeah.
more blessings available to them than they had ever imagined. There were more,
yeah.
there was more exceedingly and abundantly more.
Oh,
these
yeah.
brothers walked into the exceedingly
Preach
and abundantly
girl.
More.
Amen.
Family,
Amen.
All of us. Every last one of us, I don't care how long we've been in the church, how long we've been in leadership,
yes,
we all
sir.
Need to have more of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you know what? We need to let God say when. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Because, see,
Amen.
Some of us, we want to jump up and say, oh, the Spirit told me to do this. The Spirit told me to say that. And you can tell just by what was being said or what didn't happen that that wasn't from the Holy Spirit at all.
Amen.
Right.
So we
Amen.
Have to let God say when and how much.
Yeah.
And what, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Now,
Amen.
Because God says he wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So how full is full? Is a half a glass full?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is 3/4 of a glass full? I don't think so. When God says he wants to fill us full, he means all the way full.
Amen.
God wants to fill us so
yeah.
full of his Spirit that it's just bubbling up like a babbling brook. It's just overflowing. It's just spilling out on
Over.
Everything and everything
Come
around.
On, girl.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, and we, any one of us today can do that when we are open and we are willing to receive God his way.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
yes.
some of us want to say, well, you know, I believe that I should be able to interpret. Not if God didn't say that. Well,
that's
I
right.
That
that's
I,
right.
I've been called to prophesy. Not of God didn't say that.
Amen.
See, we got to be careful of what we say about God's spirit.
Yes.
Because what you need to understand, saints of God, is receiving is really all about giving. Hallelujah. Because the more we receive from the Holy Spirit, the more we will give to others. Because, see, if you want to walk in that love that brings about that unity, hallelujah, all you need to do is submit and get in line with the Holy Spirit. If you want to come up out of that sickness, if you want to come up out of that adversity, all you need to do is put your trust and faith in the Holy Spirit. I came this morning to tell somebody, to beseech somebody, oh, you need to taste and see that the Lord is good. You need to understand that everything that you ever needed, everything that you have been longing for was there inside of you all the time. You just have to tap into it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For hallelujah. You need to understand, young brother, young sister, unsaved friend, you need to understand that God is calling you right now. And you don't have to run around talking about, oh, I need to quit this and I need to stop that. No, you need to come to Jesus just as you are.
Amen.
You need to come right now. Because the word of God says you will be saved in Jesus' name. Everything that you ever did will come through Jesus' name. The word of God said, as it was said earlier, when we begin to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all things will be added. I'm going to tell you today, somebody needs to come up out of that darkness. Somebody needs to come up out of that depression.
Somebody needs
to come up out of that addiction. Because, hallelujah, God can do a new thing in you. Yes, he will prepare you to be the sanctuary that he wants you to be. He will he will shape you, make you, form you, raise you up so you can be all that he wants you to be. Because I came to remind somebody today, you don't have to be defeated because there is a king in you. You don't have to be bowled over with sickness or depression because there is a king living in you. You don't have to worry about what you, if you're going to be provided for, because there is a king living in you.
Yes, glory to God.
You need to know and understand.
Glory to God.
That when we receive this most excellent gift of the Holy Spirit, we have just been granted access to every good and perfect gift that comes from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
I want you to know today, some of you don't walk through that door of salvation because you're afraid that you will be rejected, that your sin is so terrible that God cannot possibly forgive you. My family and I came to tell you that that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. See, God loved us so much that before the foundation of the world, he made us acceptable through his son, Jesus.
Yes, he did.
You see, some of you might not, you believe it, I don't know if I can believe on this Jesus because so much has happened in my life. Because you didn't have Jesus. Hallelujah. Because victory only comes through your relationship with Christ Jesus. And so I'm a big believer in submitting to the ministry than the work of the Holy Spirit. Because I believe if we are going to come together in Christian unity, if we are going to truly love one another, if we are going to truly allow God to heal us from the inside out so that we can go out into this world and tell somebody else what God did, we can't do it without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We cannot do it without the Holy Spirit.
Cannot.
See,
Now, see, and once again, this just points back to how loving our God is. See,
yeah.
God didn't leave our salvation up to Isaac. He didn't leave our salvation up to Moses, Jacob, or Abraham. Nope. He loved us so much, he came down here and took care of it himself. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Since our God is so loving and so kind, he knew that once he left here, we wasn't going to act right. We were going to need some help. He already knew. So
Amen. That's
why he said, see, I need to go home to my father. Because if I don't go home to my father, then I can't send you my most excellent gift of the Holy Spirit. See, I love this. See, God so loved the world that he gave his son, which he gave his best, which was his son. His son loved us so much that he gave us himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And then
That's a lot of love.
He said, I'm going to leave a parting gift, my Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And my spirit will be in you, with you, and in you.
Yeah.
So if you don't
know Jesus
in the pardon of your sins, if you have not come to recognize your need to be saved, your need to be rescued,
yes.
Yeah. We as a family beseech you today, give that another thought. We pray that you'll reconsider.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me explain something.
Yeah.
There is a king in you.
Mm.
Now, that king might be asleep right now, but all you have to do to wake that king up, all you have to do to wake up that lion of Judah that lives within you is to call on the name of Jesus and to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and God raised him from the dead. My Holy Ghost says you shall be saved.
Be saved. Yeah.
Glory
so, in a moment, I'm going to have my dear sister, whom I love, Evangelist Cassie, come, and she's going to lead you into that relationship if you so choose. But right now, I'm going to ask Pastor and Prophetess Vanessa Carver to come forth, and I want her to pray and feel this message. Hallelujah, because if we want to be world changers, we first have to allow the Holy Spirit to change us. So, Pastor and Prophetess, come on in the room.
Yep. Father God, we just thank you today for this message. We thank you, Lord, today for the feeling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the vessel. Thank you for Apostle Cook for delivering that message at such a timely point in our life and the world of as it pertains to leaders, as it pertains to those who are in place of sealing their faith and trying to understand how to walk this walk. I thank you, Lord, today right now for an endowment of belief, faith.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you today based on what I heard today. I just thank you, Lord, today that you're just allowing us to believe more and believe better.
Yes.
To be able to handle your word where we're holding ourselves accountable.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, today for us not looking for a feeling or from validation from people.
Mm.
Yeah. Contact with your spirit. There are so many things, Lord, that are competing for our attention. So I thank you, Lord, today that we get a place of quietness and practice being in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Whether we are in a place of our families are busy, our lives are just busy, but I thank you, Lord, that we do not allow ourselves to become too busy.
Thank you, Jesus.
In our minds and in our thoughts to communicate and connect with you. I thank you, Lord, today because I believe that this word is a clarion call. It's an alarm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's waking us up. Mm-hmm. It's meant to wake us up, to come up mm-hmm. higher in you, because the world is getting darker.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, today that even those who are called to your house and called to your purpose and who you are in Christ, they are out there wandering around, not knowing where they belong, not knowing how to fit in, not in a
right.
place of confusion. So right now, I pray against the spirit of confusion. I pray against
yes,
mind-binding
Lord.
Spirits that shut us
yes.
down, that are oppressive, our thought processes to believe,
yes.
that we don't
yes,
allow
Jesus.
The world to create. And we cast down all these imaginations as well.
Yes.
That constantly mm-hmm. are competing for our sovereignty to you, for our allegiance to you, rather, and us being able
yes.
to understand your sovereignty and your power.
Mm.
You're
yes.
always trying to take our
yes.
making
yes.
I thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit right now. I seal this word, and I know it will be fruitful for those who have a heart to do your will.
Yes,
not
Lord.
What you allow, but your entire will, Lord. Your entire will.
Yes.
So that we come to the
yes.
word and we know faith and
mm-hmm.
hearing the word of God. Fish, refreshing and energizing the vessel in which we heard this truth. But like I
bless
said before,
you.
Lord, I just want to speak this to the body, to those who are listening. This is a wake-up call.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
While the pastor prayed, I pray that you have had enough time and to reconsider. Hallelujah. And it's because at this time, I'm going to ask that we're going to have Evangelist Kathy Horton come forward. And after that, if you are in the sanctuary this morning and you have a praise or a testimony or a prayer request, if you will press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. After we have words of praise, I will then ask our very own Bishop Lester Carver to come into the house and give a rhema word for our men today. But right now, let us pray as the woman of God comes forth and leads new converts into a covenant relationship with the Lord. Evangelist Kathy.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Sister, you preach today. You bless
yes.
the day. Glory to God. You preached the gospel. It was uncompromised. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for touching her. Thank you, Buck. Now, those of you who heard what you preached today, strong words, strong words. God wants you. This is no accident. I say this all the time, that you are listening to this broadcast. This is not a coincidence that you're listening to his broadcast. He is
Amen.
Drawing you right now, and you got a
Amen.
True word of God today, this day. Now, if you can believe this, you can receive it. Like he said, this is a gift from God. This
yes.
is a precious gift. Salvation is a precious gift from
yes.
God.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. And he chose you. He chose you this day to receive him. And it's so simple, hallelujah. It's so simple. The Bible says if you can believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus
yes.
is Lord, you shall, not might, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a purpose for your life right now.
Yes.
So right now, if you
yes.
would just repeat after me, very simple, but meaning from your heart, you will be saved. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and all my unrighteousness. Thank you for your son, Jesus, for shedding his blood for me that I might be saved. Thank you for choosing me to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you just said that
amen.
Simple prayer. If you say
yes,
that simple
Jesus.
Prayer, you're saved. You believe,
yes.
you're saved. By his
yes.
by his blood, And by his scar, you are saved. Because he loves you so much. God loves you that much. So, my dear, those have said, God said that little prayer. God bless you, and welcome to the family.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Kathy. I love you, my dear sister. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, it doesn't look like we have any praises. So, therefore, man of God, hallelujah. Where's my bill? Man of God, come on up in this room and bless our brethren, our brothers today.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. It is a blessing to be here today, and I want to share with the men of God who are in today how important it is that they understand through God's Son, right? The scriptures here that are for your identity of who you are, right? Start Hebrews 2:11. Sanctified from all of one, not ashamed of all the brethren. Jesus Christ calls you brethren because he's the one sanctified you. And we are not, he's not the rest of you, not the we understand in who we are. So look at Romans 8 and say, for whom people know, also to predestinate to be conformed to the wisdom that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus Christ is considered to be the firstborn among many brethren, and we were predestined by the foreknowledge of God to be conformed to the wisdom of Jesus Christ. It's important that you know who you were, and God had you in mind before anything was brought into you. So look at what it says here in Galatians 3:26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For your faith in Christ Jesus establishes your identity of who you are. And Jesus Christ is not ashamed of you, so you can't be ashamed of him. So look at what it says here in John 12. But as many have received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on him. So stand on that name of Jesus Christ, know who you are in Christ, and understand that you are not strangers and foreigners anymore, but you're fellow citizens with the saints, and you're of the house of God. You're a part of the household of God. God loves you so much that now you have love to give to others. That's the word for the men today.
Amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, God. You have indeed been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. I want to thank each and every one of you that was here today. And, of course, I want to just thank God for the beautiful servant leaders of Spirit of Life. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for Mother Mitchell. I thank you for Pastor Vanessa. I want to just thank you for Bishop Lester and for Apostle Zeta, Evangelist Kathy. I just want to thank you for Evangelist Michelle. Hallelujah. All my family out in California, we're just grateful that you were all here in the sanctuary this morning. And we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. If there be nothing else, now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. Until we meet again, my brothers and sisters, go with God, go in peace, and remember, God loves you, and so do we. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Have a beautiful and blessed rest of your day, everybody. I sure do love you. Thank you for being here. You're dismissed, my family. God bless you,
thank
Lee.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
God bless you guys. Have a great
love
week.
You too. Love you.
Love you.